This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, September 9th. God's word for you today is the heart. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27 to 28. And it says, a truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even-tempered. Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent with their mouths shut. They seem intelligent. Words are so powerful. Sometimes we are overly consumed with saying the right things. We should not be worried about saying the right things. Just be focused on having a wise heart. If you pay attention to your heart and you become a wise person, it does not matter what you say, they will be wise words. Some people insist on not talking because if they speak, everything will scatter. Such a person is simply saying he or she is a foolish person. So he or she wants to keep quiet. Again, if you pay attention to your heart and you become a wise person, your words will be wise words. It is the source that determines what flows out. That is why God says to us to guard our heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. A lot of people are worried about the issues of life, the things that are coming out of our heart. Some people want to keep quiet because they do not want to say the wrong things, but you cannot keep quiet forever. What is in your heart will eventually come out. Have you not noticed? What is in your heart eventually comes out. So, even if you keep quiet today and it does not come out today, it will come out tomorrow because the foolishness is there. If you expunge foolishness from your heart and you fill it with God's wisdom, then wise words will flow out. Again, I challenge you to hear the word of God over and over again. It is interesting how when counseling couples, very often one party is insisting on not saying anything. I laugh because the real reason the person is refusing to speak is so that the foolishness in their heart is not on display for everyone to see. The truth is, if you're a wise man or wise woman, you will talk and your words will bring healing. Your words will bring peace and your words will bring life. So, rather than focusing so much on saying the right thing, focus on having the right heart, a wise heart. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, and if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom and he will give it. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 2 says, people may be right in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their heart. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines the heart. Most people give themselves a pass mark. Most people are righteous in their own eyes. The lesson here is, regardless of the mark you give yourself, God is checking your heart because it is a heart walk. Christianity is about the heart. You cannot be the student and the examiner at the same time. God is checking the heart. Let us pray. Father, purify my heart and fill me with wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.